David Cameron, the leader of the opposition Conservatives, told his party's conference in Manchester on Monday that this was not a week of celebration. It was a time to look the British people in the eyes, to say we know how deep the problems are and how difficult the solutions will be. One of those solutions announced today is an acceleration of plans to raise the state pension age from 65 to 66, a decade earlier than Labour plans. From the conference in Manchester, David Cameron told Evan Davis more.
At the moment, we are committed, all parties are committed, to raising the state pension age from 65 to 66 in 2026. We think that is not ambitious enough, given the state of our public finances, given the long-term problems of living within our means. And so we're proposing bringing it earlier and raising it from the earliest at 2016. We're going to set up an independent committee with a strong independent figure to look at this. We appeal for all party support. We hope other parties will come in behind this and say, yes, this is something we need to do. Why is it so important? Well, two reasons. First of all, we desperately want to link the state pension back to earnings so it grows every year, so we don't leave pensioners behind in our country and they can retire with security and dignity. This would make it much more affordable. The second reason is, since Lord Turner last gave his report, actually, if you look at the likelihood, how long people live after the age of 65, then it was another 16 years. Now it's more like another 21 years. We all know that life expectancy is going up. So I think this is a sober, reasonable, realistic thing to propose.
Right. Now, we just want to be clear on some of the details, because, as you will know, women's state pension age is not going to be 65 in 2016. It's going to be 63 in 2016. It gradually rises thereafter. So you're not, I assume, planning to take women straight to from 63 to 66 in 7 years' time.
No, that's not what we're proposing. What we're proposing is this independent person to head a review, to look at not just is 2016 the right year, that would be the earliest we could rise it, but also how you sync together the women's state pension age and the man's state pension age into the future. So that's the reason this is a big announcement. It's an announcement for the future. It's important to get it right. I'd like to build all parties' support for it if that's possible. And I think this is exactly the sort of issue that this independent review should look at.
I'm sorry, I had understood last night this was a proposal, but actually it's a review that you're planning.
We're saying that we believe, the Conservative Party believes, that we should, instead of this happening at 2026, it should happen at the earliest at 2016, but sometime in that decade, earliest 2016, but that's what we'd like to see. We'll be asking an independent review to look at the issues around that and to make proposals. But it's we believe it needs to happen.
Segment 1. David Cameron, the leader of the opposition Conservatives, told his party's conference in Manchester on Monday that this was not a week of celebration. It was a time to look the British people in the eyes, to say we know how deep the problems are and how difficult the solutions will be. One of those solutions announced today is an acceleration of plans to raise the state pension age from 65 to 66, a decade earlier than Labour plans. From the conference in Manchester, David Cameron told Evan Davis more.
At the moment, we are committed, all parties are committed, to raising the state pension age from 65 to 66.
Segment 2.
In 2026. We think that is not ambitious enough, given the state of our public finances, given the long-term problems of living within our means. And so we're proposing bringing it earlier and raising it from the earliest at 2016. We're going to set up an independent committee with a strong independent figure to look at this. We appeal for all party support. We hope other parties will come in behind this and say, yes, this is something we need to do. Why is it so important? Well, two reasons. First of all, we desperately want to link the state pension back to earnings so it grows every year, so we don't leave pensioners behind in our country and they can retire with security and dignity. This would make it much more affordable. The second reason is, since Lord Turner last gave his report, actually, if you look at the likelihood, how long people live after the age of 65, then it was another 16 years. Now it's more like another 21 years. We all know that life expectancy is going up. So I think this is a sober, reasonable, realistic thing to propose.
Segment 3.
Right, now we just want to be clear on some of the details, because, as you will know, women's state pension age is not going to be 65 in 2016. It's going to be 63 in 2016. It gradually rises thereafter. So you're not, I assume, planning to take women straight to from 63 to 66 in 7 years' time.
No, that's not what we're proposing. What we're proposing is this independent person to head a review, to look at not just is 2016 the right year, that would be the earliest we could rise it, but also how you sync together the women's state pension age and the man's state pension age into the future.
Segment 4.
So that's the reason this is a big announcement. It's an announcement for the future. It's important to get it right. I'd like to build all parties' support for it if that's possible. And I think this is exactly the sort of issue that this independent review should look at.
I'm sorry, I had understood last night this was a proposal, but actually it's a review that you're planning.
We're saying that we believe, the Conservative Party believes, that we should, instead of this happening at 2026, it should happen at the earliest at 2016, but sometime in that decade, earliest 2016, but that's what we'd like to see. We'll be asking an independent review to look at the issues around that and to make proposals. But it's we believe it needs to happen.